The first trip to Hungary by a French president in 14 years. And at the Prime Minister's office, the visitor didn't shy away from the big challenge that's causing ongoing tensions in Europe.
Je pense que ce que l'Europe a vécu...
I think that what Europe has gone through in recent weeks, and we'll be talking about this in particular with our Polish colleagues, allows us to reconsider a common organisation, how to better prevent migrant flows and protect our external borders and find ways and means of a more efficient cooperation between Europeans on this matter.
Viktor Orbán's government is challenging a ruling by the European Court of Justice that Hungary broke EU law by deporting refugees over the border into Serbia. Last week, the Constitutional Court here ruled the government could apply its own measures, but sidestepped the issue of whether EU law had primacy over Hungarian law. That's an issue that's already created a clash between Brussels and Poland. Macron also joined a meeting of the so-called Visegrad Group, the Polish Prime Minister, along with his Hungarian, Czech and Slovak counterparts. Earlier, Macron met leaders of the opposition alliance that's challenging Orbán in next year's elections. But despite clear concerns Macron and other leaders have about issues such as LGBT rights in Hungary and media freedom, there was agreement on what Orbán calls strategic autonomy.
In our opinion, there is no autonomy without a European defence industry or without our own energy capability, or rather without nuclear energy. And there's no autonomy without self-sufficiency in agriculture.
Both leaders have made it clear that they don't see eye to eye on a variety of issues. But for President Macron, this was really a chance to show the European Union that when his country takes over the rotating presidency in January, he'll be able to handle internal disputes. No big breakthroughs then, but a signal. The EU should be able to discuss the toughest issues without acrimony. How far that's possible in the new year is far from clear. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, Budapest.